Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I want to talk about something I've mentioned before in a lot of sermons and conversation, but I want to talk about it. And it's really just about every Christian does it, and it's a total waste of spiritual energy. Now, what is that? Going to God and asking Him for a need. Why would you do that? When the Bible explicitly says, my God shall supply how many need? Go ahead and say it. How many need? All my need according to His riches in glory. Do you believe that? I think you should. Kathy used to tell me all the time, Jesse, you never ask God for a need. And I said, I never will. She thought, why would you say that? Because He supplies all. Then I say this, I don't ask Him for a need. I tell Him what I want. See, when you get what you want, you destroy all you need. When you have what you want, you don't even think about need. Now, I know need is very prevalent. Don't misunderstand me. But when you understand and believe what God says instead of what you see, I don't deny what you see, because that would be living in denial. That you don't have a need. I don't deny that. I deny it's right. All you have to say, my God, I use my faith voice, which is the theme that we have for our partners here, 2026, use your faith voice, and call that need done because God said He would. He's already said yes to it. Now, let me help you. You can't even say no to it because He said yes to it. So you tell Him what you want. Now, let me give you a great scripture. And it's Philippians 4:19. Everybody knows it. But my God, notice Paul said, my God, which means it was personal. Is God personal to you? Or is He homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, theological? Is He a religious God? Or is He a friend? Ah, but my God, I like that person shall supply all. Notice the little word all. Not a very big word, but it covers everything. All your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And when you understand the riches of His glory, you'll never ask God for a need again, because He can handle anything. And then we go over to Psalms chapter 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Is the Lord your shepherd? Which means, is He leading you? I shall not want. Now, people get real mad at me because I have what I want. Not being arrogant, not being prideful. I have what I want because He said I could be have what I want. And David was old covenant. We're under a better covenant. So why can't I have what I want? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Why did He have to make you to lie down? You ought to be able to lay down on the green grass and just flat and enjoy yourself. Why? Because you know that God is guiding you, the Holy Spirit. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you in how much truth? All truth. Notice the word all. It's all over the Bible. And yet we believe very little of the word all. But when He says all, He means all. When you want a new dress, do you want it? You want the sleeve cut off or you want the whole dress? You see what I'm trying to say? When you go out and eat dinner, don't you want to have a nice meal? Have you ever went to a place and they charged a ton of money and gave you little bitty portions? And you want to tell them, what's the matter with you? You think I'm on a diet? You know, that kind of stuff. It's happened. I believe it's happened to everybody, you know. It seemed like expensive restaurants always have the smallest little portions. Get a steak about that big, you know, or something like that. A half a potato and all that kind of stuff. No, you want a reasonable portion. When God did more than a reasonable portion on your need, He said you could have it all. So it's such a waste of spiritual energy to ask for a need when you can tell Him what you want. It's not arrogance. It's not cockiness. It's Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Boy, that's as good as it gets, isn't it? So what you need today, all you got to do is begin to tell God what you want. The need will come automatically. And the want will be the over and above and the beyond and the better and the best in every which way, shape, or form. You faith this fact, it'll change your life completely. I did it many, many years ago. And it has changed my life spiritually, physically, and financially. That doesn't mean needs don't come up. Let them come up. God has already gave me an answer, all. So I just look at it and say, my all is here. All I got to do is receive what He's already done. Faith the fact today, it'll change your life forever. I promise you. See ya.